Welcome to Juice Podcast. I'm Emily Harmon, and this is the beginning of a new series. And as many of you know, the last couple of series we did myself and with my good friend Gwen Douglas, who is currently very busy tattooing and illustrating and very tied up with work. So the podcast has taken a new form and is joined by a new co-host who is an old school friend of mine. He's right here, he's making funny faces at me. His name's Jamie Taylor. So, Jamie, who the hell are you?
Hello. Thank you for that kind introduction. My name's Jamie Taylor, like Emily said, and I am now the new co-host of Juiced Podcast. And here we are.
So we're recording the podcast today from the Pilgrim Hotel in Paddington, London, who happens to be one of my consultancy clients. I do the wine list here, and they've kindly lent us one of their rooms to record the podcast today. And actually, we've ordered a bottle of wine from the wine list, which we'll talk about. I'm about to open it. But first of all, we need to get to know who Jamie is and how we know each other.
Okay, so me and Emily have known each other from secondary school. So what's that?
2000.
And I reckon our fondness for each other really blossomed in about 2002. Year nine.
I know what you're about to say. Go on. The Belgium trip.
The Belgium trip. So it was the Belgium trip. We went to see various war memorials in Belgium and France, and I got stuck next to Emily on a coach, and that's kind of how it all went down. Well, there was a girl that was sick. I had the back seat, so there was a girl that was sick, and funnily enough, she had to sit on the back seat, which is, I don't know, it's not normal.
Who was sick? Chelsea.
The sick person. Don't say names, it's a podcast. So the sick person in my book should always sit the front with the teachers. But apparently no, she...
Teachers didn't want to deal with it.
She, yeah, exactly. She had to sit on the back seat. And so that's where we properly, I think, got to know each other.
Yeah.
And I mean, when I say got to know each other, it was like the past 15 years has been of like me and you.
15? It's longer than that, mate.
Was it?
2003. It's like almost 20 years. Oh, like 19 years.
Jesus.
Jamie was excellent at maths at school. His strongest
so
subject.
So it's been 20 years of putting up with this shit, basically. But yeah, here we are.
Yeah.
I am glad to be here. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good.
And I'm sorry I don't know quite as much about food and wine as the lovely previous host.
Gwen Douglas.
Gwen.
Yeah.
Who knew actually quite a lot when I listened to the podcast.
So yeah, Gwen knows tons. Like, she knows so much. She's
does.
Super knowledgeable, yeah. Yeah, yeah, so Jamie and I have always had quite good banter as well, so...
Banter.
Yeah, okay.
It's a Mac Miller thing. It's like a tiny desk. Okay. If you're into tiny desks, you'll probably get that, but it's kind of a thin
I've listened thing. To some tiny desk recordings, but I haven't... It's not like a
you
regular...
You really get into it, yeah. Because it's incredible. Like, Nile Rodgers.
From, like, Chic and Sister Sledge.
It's so good. Like, yeah. I mean, I've seen Nile Rodgers quite a few times, but I always get frustrated with him because he always just goes... Hey, like he'll play a couple of the really famous songs and then goes, hey, so I'm Nile Rodgers and you know me, like you know all the songs that I've done. And it's a bit like, yeah, we do know Nile. We know all the songs that you've done.
Show us something else.
Play them. It's not like you're showing us something else. It's like we want to hear the songs. We don't want to hear you going on about how good the songs are. They're great. But yeah, anyway, I digress.
Yes.
So, wine.
What about wine?
What are we drinking?
Yeah, what are we drinking? So, we've opened a bottle of wine, actually, which is on the wine list here at the Pilgrim, which is from one of my favourite producers from South Africa, from Jürgen, who makes the wines at, well, his project's called Interlago. So, it's coming from the Swartland, which is not far from Cape Town. I think it sort of starts 45 minutes, 60 minutes outside of Cape Town. It's quite a large region. The region actually takes its name, so the translation of Swartland is black land, and I think that always needs an extra explanation because it's not because there are black people living there, because of course there's a lot of black people living in South Africa, but it actually takes its name from the local like flora and fauna, which is called Fynbos, which is very diverse mix of like wildflowers, herbs, shrubs that grows like natively, like almost think of it like a little bit like the bush, but it's like they're quite low
growing plants.
Yeah, it's like they're plants growing over these hills, and in the sun that turns like a dark green, almost black colour. It doesn't look like that today because there's like more like wheat farming and there are vineyards, but it's a really beautiful region. Actually, most of the vineyards that are there are usually not surrounded too much by other producers, so people can kind of focus on what they're doing. And Jürgen I got to know through a good friend of mine who is now a very established, very famous producer called Craig Hawkins, who makes the Testalonga wines. I've been buying his wines from when he was the winemaker at Lamazook Winery in 2012. I think I met him in 2012. And we've been friends, and Jürgen and him had worked together. I think he did some stages at Craig's winery before setting up his own wines. And now he's been doing it for a good amount of time, and he's a pretty well-established name himself. So we're drinking the Interlago Story of Harry 2021. And I think I really love Jürgen's style of Chenin, a little bit like Craig. There's less, nice freshness, but maybe slightly more textural style than Craig, but definitely lots of energy in the wine. And the wine itself, I think it's predominantly Chenin. So it's 90% Chenin, sorry, and 10% Chardonnay, not Claret. All bush wines from a vineyard planted in 2002. On his website, it says that Harry is a fictional character and one of the locals working in the vineyards. And just like all other locals, Harry dries his washing by hanging it on the farm fences, and it lights up the Swartland with these bright colours. So the label's obviously an illustration of the laundry drying out in the sun. And for the nerds out there, it's whole bunch press, fermented in stainless steel for 8 months, and then it's racked off the lees after mallow and, small amount of sulphur. Anyway, it's on by the glass at Pilgrim. And what do you think of this? How would you describe this?
I know nothing about wine, and the big draw for me is always the bottle. And I think of all the wines that we've looked at today, this bottle is great. It's nice, yeah. Colourful.
Yeah.
It's cool. And it tastes lovely. It's really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I like... what I really like about South African Chenin is that, like, acid and texture. So you always got, like, quite high acidity, so it's, like, thirst-quenching. But then it's also, like, round and full. Like, there's...
Yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying about the thirst quenching. Like, you could drink that.
Yeah.
You know? Like a summer's day. It's drinkable.
Mm.
But this is where I'm going to have to brush up on my skills about various things.
Go on.
Well, no. I know nothing. I'm here.
Jamie's pretending to be the Carl Pilkington of wine.
Yeah, that's my angle. I'm going to go with it. No, but I don't want to come into this thinking like, suddenly I know shitloads about wine. You know, I just want to, like, you're going to get an honest portrayal of someone that's been lumped into having to taste wine every weekend. I mean, there's worse jobs out there, but this is now my weekend job.
Yeah.
So we're going to go with it. But it's lovely. It's really nice. Yeah.
What kind of wines are you drinking, Jamie, at home?
I'm not really drinking that much wine. I reckon...
Therein lies the problem.
Well, is that a problem? I mean, as this progresses, I'm going to inevitably be drinking more wine. So you come back to this podcast in 6 months, a year, you're going to go, God, this guy knows a lot about wine. But at the moment, I'll be quite happy to say that I know nothing. And this is why I'm here. It's an education from the best, quote unquote.
That's unbelievable because Jamie never gives me that much praise, so it's just for everybody else's benefit maybe, but I'm going to take it. And what...
At this stage, I should say that I'm not being paid for this. I am just trying to be kind.
It's not set up.
Yeah, this isn't a set up. I'm not being paid by Blue Nun or anything like that to give these wines a really good review. But...
Yeah. We should taste some Blue Nun on here.
It's going to be honest, and I am worried that there's going to be a really bad wine that Emily's just going to throw in there, and I'm going to go, bloody good wine this, good stuff. And everyone's going to be like, no, you're a dick, you wine knob.
Mm.
So we'll see.
Well, Well, we will see. I think, well, a lot of our listeners anyway, we have, obviously, we do have a number of winemakers and wine people like me that tune in, but we also have a lot of people that know nothing about wine or are very curious about developing their knowledge about wine. So I think it's part of the journey of the podcast, I think.
I think it's a, like a, I think if you show an interest in something, you're going to research it, and I think a podcast is a really solid way of developing a, like an in-depth understanding.
Yeah.
You know? So, hopefully that works for me.
And Jamie,
go on.
Why are you doing the podcast with me?
What
was like, because I mean, we obviously had this conversation where I was like, oh, Gwen's too busy to carry on with the podcast and I really want to carry on with it. And then I was like, I don't know, I had this like penny dropping moment and I was like, you should do it with me. And I think it sort of started off a bit like a joke.
Yeah, it was a joke.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh.
I think the thing for me is, like, we don't see enough of each other. Because you obviously live in Berlin, I live in Surrey. And, like, whenever we do see each other, it's, like, quite... It's, like, almost stressful. It's, like, there's just not enough time, really. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, one of us has got to get a train or, like... God, like...
I had an eye infection once.
Twice. Honestly, yeah. But yeah, I will add...
Twice.
It was twice. I will add, to get to this stage has probably taken about...
Well, it was last time, it was October months. we spoke about it. It was... No, it was September.
So it's been a long time, yeah. But the reason I want to do it is, yeah, A, to see more of my friend, and B, to... develop more of an understanding of what she actually does, because 9 times out of 10 when I speak to her, she's just like, oh, I'm in Peru.
I haven't ever been to Peru.
Well, one of the others.
One of those other.
No, but you know, every time I speak to you, you're always like, I don't know, wherever.
Somewhere
it is.
Else.
Yeah, yeah, like Italy or California or wherever. Yeah. And it's just like, it's nice, I don't know, it's nice to understand what your friends are doing for a living, you know. I think it'd be good to develop an understanding.
I just thought maybe it was an opportunity for you to give me a bit more shit.
I mean, that's inevitable. But we'll, yeah, we'll see. It's a nice drop.
It's delicious, this wine. I mean, it's going down. We've almost finished half a bottle, and it's only been 14 minutes.
14 minutes. What's the average time to drink a wine?
I think it depends on the wine. There are some wines, like, so there's a couple of wines that I have at home, and I think... You know, they're half an hour wines if you're drinking with the right companion.
Okay.
Because they're just fucking
What, a bottle
so delicious.
In half an hour?
I mean, we've drunk half a bottle.
No, I'm not knocking it.
Okay, sounds... I'm a little bit defensive.
But this is
then.
Your... This is you.
I don't.
Defensive. Jesus, I'm not knocking it. It's fine. It's fine. We could drink this wine quicker.
Yeah.
But is... Yeah, what's a bottle of wine?
I mean, if I wasn't really going for it, I guess we're chatting away in this and all that. But I think...
When are you really going for it?
Well, I feel like half an hour is like...
Right,
it's quick if there's two of you. It's like, that's quite a lot, right? Yeah. But I think a standard bottle of wine, I would say the average drinking time, an hour.
Okay.
To maybe two if it was like a contemplative
wine. And how many
wine.
Glasses? Like, say this glass, which is very nice.
So Jamie's holding up a Gabrielle glass which has about 70 mils of wine in it.
Which is beautiful.
So you've got about 10% of the bottle in your glass.
It's got this little etched.
Yeah, that's the...
It's lovely. Like,
yeah.
Might try and get some of these glasses.
Is that a hint that I should help you get them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it is a hint. There's a hint more of a, can you get me these glasses?
Yeah, you will get the glasses. I really love Gabrielle. That's my standard glass at home is this, because I think they're good all-rounders.
But, and what is this for? Is this
This is just the universal glass. So, I mean, I use this for everything.
So this white, red, whatever.
Yeah, I'm a lot of somms and a lot of wine nerds can be possibly very specific about the kind of glasses they like to use. But for me, I like to have one glass and I like to try all wines in the same glass. Because
I mean, that
I'm
works for your everyday who's just putting them in the... Like, can you dishwasher these?
You can, yeah, you can go in the dishwasher. It's become a verb. I you can dishwasher. I was dishwashering.
I mean, I like to dishwasher on a regular basis, but this
hard
is a good
to
part.
Hear that sentence, I mean, without thinking there's a second meaning to that.
Maybe we'll put up a photo of you holding this glass.
Or you swirling in that awkward way that you're doing it right now.
I mean, this is just how I swirl.
He's got a little bit of a Forrest Gump vibe. Oh.
Okay. We'll get into the Forrest Gump thing.
Later date.
Yeah, when we're all friends.
But for everybody that's listening, Jamie and I have an ongoing joke about that, so that's what that's about. But anyway, it's a very good glass. I like drinking out of it, and I like drinking... He's just laughing at me. What the fuck?
It's just a glass. Yeah. It's not just a glass.
It's not just a glass. Like, and actually, it's like it's the right amount of weight in a glass. It's not too heavy. It's like light. You know, it's there. It's also sturdy enough that if you drop it, it doesn't always break. Like, I've seen them bounce on the floor, so they're pretty...
So you could drink a red out of this and not get laughed out of the room.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, if you go to a lot of, like, the cool
I'm
wine bars...
I'm just
going to
buy
London,
these, then.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if I bought a load of, like, flutes, and then a load of...
Yeah, I would drink champagne out of this.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Now that makes me feel like I can just buy a load of these, and it'd be fine.
Yeah, this is a short and sweet episode, just so everybody who's listening to the podcast now gets to know my good friend Jamie Taylor. Yeah, watch this space, because we're coming at you with more episodes very soon. Jamie, anything you want to add before we close out?
No. I think if anyone has any questions, which I'll be very surprised if they do.
Towards you?
I mean, or just, like, in general.
What do you mean? Because you think people don't have questions in life about...
Well, about this particular episode.
Okay.
Who is this enigma, Jamie?
Yeah.
Who really is he?
Yeah, I mean, you have kept the personal information pretty scarce. Just, I went to high school with Emily Harmon, and that's
high
it.
School.
What did you say? Secondary school.
Well,
yeah.
That's what I personally call it.
Yeah, I mean, I call it. I mean, it was secondary school. It's just I lived in Australia for a while, so sometimes my terminology switches. Yeah.
But yeah. We'll go from there. I mean, there's nothing I want to add. I feel like I'm going to walk away from this and think, I should probably have said loads of stuff. But this is your podcast. I'm just here for the ride.
Well, it's also your podcast too now. Just here for the ride, finally. Anyway, so nothing else?
No, I'm good.
All right. He's unusually quiet. But
anything else from you? No, there's nothing I want to add. That's fine. Yeah. I think I'll probably have another glass of this.
He's pouring more. Okay, that's good. How to finish a wine. How to finish a bottle in under 30 minutes.
I mean, there's loads left.
All right, I'll have a little bit more than this. Thanks. Anyway, we're going to carry on drinking this wine. So once again, thanks all for tuning in. Obviously, this was a short and sweet episode, and we'll be back with an episode on orange wine, skin contact wine. So we'll see how Jamie Taylor navigates the world of orange. I'm excited to see that, see if you like some of the wines that I've picked for that. How are you feeling about that?
Always willing to learn. I can't wait. Yeah, it's going to be good. I mean, I don't know why that's funny. That's like a sincere comment.
It's funny because it's just funny because it's you. Anyway, so thanks all for tuning in. And once again, you can find us on Instagram at juice.podcast. Jamie is a little bit of a social media avoidant human. I don't know what you'd call
funnily
that.
Funnily enough, I'm actually bang on the social media.
Are you?
Almost, yeah. So I'm building a house at the moment, and I actually have a build social media.
Oh, then can you share what that is? Can people follow it?
Not quite yet.
Okay, so you're just tempting people with...
Yeah, I'm basically, this is like I'm dangling a carrot. And people will be like, oh God, this podcast ship, I want to know. I want to know about this guy and his house. But yeah, I'm trying to get back on there.
Okay, so at some point, hopefully Jamie might show us this Instagram, tell us about this Instagram. I don't even know about it, and I've known this person for 20 years, but apparently that means nothing.
Eventually I'll show you my hand.
Thanks all for tuning in, and until next time, I'm Emily Hart.
And I'm Jamie Taylor.
Cheers.